Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. Been a brilliant week of greyhound racing, JC. We're going to unpack all the big races and all the news. Plenty to talk about.
Need I say more, Roy? I think you've pretty much got us off to a red hot start, and I can't wait to look back at last week's hot action and look forward to this week. Big feature race on Saturday night at Dubbo.
Very good. Well, before we talk about that, let's talk about the big feature race at Cannington last Saturday night. Of course, it was the Perth Cup. We get to watch the entire race. Here they go. They jump away. Deadly Avenger watching from the red. But tell us what happens during the race, JC.
Well, there was an extraordinary late scratch in Mapunga Tully. You don't see a dog out of box two there. And that really helped the lower draws of Morton and Deadly Avenger. Morton nails the start, finds the front. Deadly Avenger kicks up underneath him, turning for home, streaks away to win the race. Miss Envy there, the WA hopeful, in the black rug. She finishes off really strongly in the third position. But all honours go to Deadly Avenger. I guess the race could have changed if Mapunga Tully was there. He might not have actually won the race. Obviously, you see Morton run off the track like that. Maybe Mapunga Tully would have got that run. But we'll never know, and we'll touch base on Tully a little bit later.
Very good. Let's move to the distance race on the night. The Galaxy, Our Girl Ethanol Water, back to her best. Gee, she's consistent at being inconsistent. She gets back to midfield here like she has been doing quite a lot. Over to you, sir.
Most importantly, she nails it on the big stage, and she did that just there. Groove Bird, the fellow Victorian, speared to the front out of the green rug. You got Miss Ronnie Mack, the local hope, getting in a second position. And Ethanol Water there, she's in fourth currently behind the New South Welshman, might have been. Gets underneath him there. Stalking. It's like a, when was Jaws made? 1970s, 1980s?
Yeah, 1975 or something like that. Ethanol though, Jaws over the top.
Straight over the top of
about to make
Groove
the kill.
Bird.
Bang!
Right where it matters. So yeah, that's another Group 1 victory for Ethanol Water. She pops that away, following up one of her wins up at the Gold Cup up in Albion Park earlier in, or later in 2024. So yeah, she's absolutely flying, and maybe an Association Cups next week.
Yeah, so that's the next big staying race on the program, isn't it?
That's
the Association Cup, and also the Golden Easter Egg as well. So our attention will turn towards that. Let's go and have a look at more New South Wales action, or go and look at some New South Wales action related to Golden Easter Egg and also the Association Cup. This is a 605 metre race, the Country Classic in Dubbo. We had the semis on a Saturday night, and let's go and have a look. We'll look at two heats.
Yes.
Heat one, the best win of the night, Aiden's Warrior, huge margin. Take it away, JC.
Yeah, well, he speared straight to the front. Once he led, it was never going to get run down. He's an extremely, really fast dog. He won by an absolute space, as you mentioned, one of the largest wins we've seen all week. 34.45, you don't mind. That's only two lengths off the
good
track
time,
record,
yeah.
And it was clearly the fastest across those four heats.
Yeah, okay, let's move on. We're going to move straight through to heat four. Of course, late night news and Go Bears won the other heats, but here we have Jungle Johnny, one of the boom dogs in the country, in the black, goes to the lead. Pretty workmanlike win, not huge on the clock, but overall a very competent win, and he's right in the thick of the final, which we're about to go and have a look at the market for.
Yeah, well, you don't see there, punters is the start of the race. He didn't begin all that sweetly, had to bustle his way through runners. He's a bit of a really tough, what's to say, an old prick, even though he's quite young, but he's got a really, really, really good traits, strong chaser. He just pushes dogs out of the way to find the front. That was his sixth straight win. Yeah, he's going really good, Jungle Johnny, and he's got to be extremely hard to beat on Saturday night, and obviously going forward to a Golden Easter Egg.
And Aiden's Warrior is the dominant favourite. I guess this is part of that's the drawing the red, but also a pretty dominant win.
Yeah, drawing the red obviously helps. And more importantly, I guess, for the dogs such as Late Night News and Jungle Johnny, they're both drawn 6 and 7. Lucky Blue Book and Gets Late Early, they both have a bit of speed, and they want to zoom up the track. So I think Aiden's Warrior can get into that lovely position third the fence, and should be really hard to beat. He probably gets the run over Late Night News and Jungle Johnny. I think that might be a pair further back.
So that's your tip. You're tipping.
Hard to be against Aiden. Him.
Okay, very good. All right, let's move on to a little bit of a news wrap. Explicit is back. Pretty unusual for this to happen, but Explicit was retired to stud. But it turned out that he missed racing. Tell us a bit more, JC.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy about being retired nice and early. I don't think he had even turned three when he got retired after winning that Phoenix at the end of 2024. And Jason Thompson said in a recent article that he kept all of his stud dogs in work, just probably free galloping them in the paddock once they're going every couple of days to the vet and doing what they need to do there. And he's just decided to start trialing this dog again. He's going as good as ever. And, back to racing for Explicit. Jason Thompson hasn't exactly outlined a plan for him publicly, no. But privately I'm sure there's a plan behind
I did see him say that he won't be going back to Wentworth Park.
Yes, no Easter egg for explicit, but I'm sure there's a feature race that JT's got circled down the track. But, yeah, he returns this Thursday night at Sandown, out of box eight.
$2.30 I saw, last market I saw.
Sandown, yeah. Free-for-all race. So he loves box eight, though. So he's drawn exactly where he wants to be, and hopefully he can make a big bang coming back from a retirement, which is, we never see that, very rare.
So I put the curse on Mapunga Tully last week, said it was maybe the best dog in Australia. Broke down on Perth Cup morning. I think it was just a very innocuous injury, maybe jumping around or something. They were worried that she possibly could have a little fracture in the hock somewhere. Have we got an update on how she's going?
I completely forgot that you actually said that, because that makes a lot of sense now, unfortunately, for Team Britain and Connections. RI has mocked another dog on Dogs of the Den. But yeah, she was apparently fine in the morning on Saturday, but then when Jeff let her out for a little leak in the afternoon, he noticed her favouring one of her hocks, and yeah, they've sent her away for X-rays Tuesday. And I guess we'll hear back later this week how they turned out, but obviously a hairline fracture is not good for her and her career moving forward, so we're just hoping it's a bit of a sprain to a ligament or whatnot. So yeah, hairline fracture is certainly not good, especially this time in this career. So luckily for the team, she is a bitch. So even if things do go pear-shaped, hopefully she can produce some fast puppies down the track.
Another dog that's been going incredibly well in 2025 is Good Odds Cobber. Won the Tamora Cup, fourth group win of the season. It's also won the Gold Bullion, the Golden Ticket, and the Bull Eye Gold Cup.
Yeah, you can't stop him. Good Odds Cobber, he is an old bugger, and he just knows how to race. He is an absolute gem to watch. He drew box one on this occasion. Got to second, got outside the leader, run it down the home straight there at Tamora, run really fast time. And as you mentioned, added to a long list of achievements this year, and last year was even bigger. So he's definitely going to be one of the flying hopes for Frankie Hurst and the team in the upcoming Golden Easter Egg.
Very good. The queue is open. They had trials there yesterday. We're going to race there on April the 4th. Apparently got a big tick from most of the participants who went out there and trialed their dogs. Looking good. A few finishing touches. I think a bit of landscaping stuff that needs to be done, but overall.
Yeah, one of the trainers mentioned that. Travis Elson, one of the leading trainers up there, he took a half a dozen dogs or so, and he said the surface was absolutely immaculate, much better than Albion Park, which is certainly good. I'm not sure how bad the surface is there at Albion Park, but hopefully if the queue is better than it, then I'm tipping this will be a very good establishment. So can't wait to see it up and running sometime in April.
Unreal. It is time for JC's Thursday set. Are you ready, son?
Yes, well, we need to get back on the horse. It's been a very dry start to the season, and we don't got too long left. We're probably reaching probably around that middle part of the season. We're about to tail off now into the Association Cup and Golden Easter Egg. So it's time that I get my eye in and really deliver. So I'm going to go to Wentworth Park first to get my eye in, and there's another dog there that's going to get his eye in. Race 8, number 4, Daisy's Rory. This is obviously a preparation run for the Golden Easter Egg. I think he's drawn extremely well in box 4. He's got a vacant to his outside, and he is a very proven big race performer. So I think it'd be very hard to beat in race 8. And we'll head down to Hobart as we do. Race 2, number 2, She's Happy. Happy to forgive her last start, no pun intended, off the pink. She was very good at her second start in racing, running second to a dog by the name of Pico over this track and trip. I think she can cause an upset. I expect Save Tonight in that race to go up, a very short price favourite. And race 6, number 6, Jungle Boogie. And this is what I'll be doing if this dog crosses the line first. First up in Tasmania, has good form over in South Australia. Was a really good winner last time at Gawler. Beat a dog by the name of Black Hoax, who has since gone down to Tasmania, been competitive. So I think that's a nice form line. I think he'd be hard enough to beat first up.
Okay, great work, JC. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
That just about wraps this up. We've got a big weekend coming up in the Den. We're down to Melbourne. We're going to do a live stream from the Winx Room. You've been to the Winx Room?
I have. It's a great establishment, and everyone looks after you down there at MV. So I can't wait to tune in for a live stream this Saturday, I'm assuming.
3:50 p.m. to 5:20 p.m. Sydney, Melbourne time. We'll take in the best racing of the day. We're running a pot with Ladbrokes, $50 buy-in. We're also doing one on Hong Kong Derby Day.
Last time you were at Mooney Valley with a pot, a lot happened. Via Sistina got home.
That's right. It was a 10 huge large day. That was great.
And all the boys were cheering up on the grandstand. Hopefully you can follow that through again this Saturday.
Yeah. And then the next pot after that, I believe, will be the Golden Easter Egg pot. Actually, no, there might be. I think we do one for the day one of the championships, but then we're back with Troy Little.
With Troy Little. How good was last
doing pot? Doing a pot for Golden Easter Egg night, which would be a lot of fun.
Great return last pot. Obviously not from a money perspective, but from a ROI perspective, you can't do too much better than that with the way we're staking. So
plenty of winners.
Yeah, I can't wait to have Troy Little back on the show to help us out.
Have a great week of greyhound racing, and hopefully we see a few of you in the den over the weekend and on the live stream. See you next week.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.